圣经，你用就自己的，如果没有也没有问题。我们
try to use your own Bible, but if you don't have your own Bible, we do have this on our PowerPoint.
好，我们一起同样的，我们一起攻读神的话，我们起立来攻读神。
Let's all stand and read Bible verses.
好，你可以用任何的语言。
You can use either whatever language you feel comfortable with.
请。
Now Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. So Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah to say, May the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely. If by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that of one of them, Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. While he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, he came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. I have had enough, Lord, he said. Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors. And he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. All at once, an angel touched him and said, Get up and eat. He looked around, and there by his head, a jar of water, he ate and drank, and then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you. So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God.
走了四十昼夜，到了神的山，就是何烈山。好，请坐。
Maybe seated.
今年我们教会主题是什么？
What is the theme of our church theme?
好，为什么我们需要灵命复苏呢
？Why do we need the spiritual revival?
啊，那表示我们有问题了嘛
？That mean we have problems?
呀，灵命到了谷底了，软弱了，无力了，或是困境了，走不下去了，沉睡了，甚至受伤了，恐惧了，熄火了，所以才需要复苏吗
？Does that mean our spiritual life of like falling into like a deep, low valleys and at a low ebb, where we have become really weak and we have become allergenous and then we are facing great difficulties that we cannot even like go straight forward? Then we need the spiritual revival.
Yeah, 假设我们都非常好的时候，我们需要复苏吗？不需要吧。
Do we need a spiritual revival when we are really good?
那事实上，我相信我们每一个人都会经历属灵生命的高低起伏。有时候我们平步青云，信心坚强；有时候我们又跌到谷底，灰心软弱。
I believe every one of us, each one of us, could actually experience the ups and downs in our spiritual journey. Sometimes we feel high, sometimes we feel low.
那这样的波动呢，其实是正常的。
This kind of fluctuation is actually normal.
但是我要说呢，不管你是处在高山或是低谷。
I have to say whether you're in high mountains or in high, low valleys.
假如你的灵命呢都一直停滞不前，那就不正常了。
If your spiritual life is stagnated, then that's not normal.
所以我们都需要灵命的复苏。
We all need this kind of spiritual revival.
在圣经当中记载许多伟大的人物，他们都经历过灵命复苏。
In the Bible, it has been recorded there are a lot of great men of faith who have been through the spiritual revival.
其中我觉得先知以利亚他的故事非常的特别可以成为我们的帮助
I think the story of Elijah is very very special and it can become our help
因为他曾经遭遇过 一段的这种戏剧性的人生转折与灵命的起伏
He's been experiencing a very dramatic turn in his life and also the ups and downs in his spiritual journey
却在他生命最低谷最软弱的时候他重新得到灵命的复苏
He was at his lowest ebb in his spiritual journey. He actually experienced this spiritual revival.
原来他当时经过三年多的干旱，以利亚呢在加密山上祷告求雨，与他一个人单枪匹马面对450个巴利先知以及400个亚瑟拉先知，却大大得胜。
After 3 years of drought, Elijah went to the mountain of Horeb to pray for rain, but he himself alone had to face 450 prophets of Baal and 400 prophets of Asherah, but he won the battle and he won the greatest victory.
他成功地为主打了一场美好的仗。
He won this beautiful battle.
但这结果呢？这个光荣的成就与胜利的喜悦不但没有为他带来任何的好处，反而惹来杀身之祸。
But then this glorious accomplishment and the pleasure from this victory did not bring him anything good. Instead, he was facing this impending massacre.
听说皇后耶洗别放话要杀他， 他吓得连夜逃命。
Queen Jezebel wanted to kill him, and he was so scared he had to escape overnight.
你想他当初的信心，当初的勇气跑去哪里了？
He had lost all of his faith and courage.
甚至对自己的生命都绝望到不想活了。
He was so desperate he could not even want to live.
我们简直没有办法想象他竟然有这么两个极端的反差。
We can hardly imagine he could have such extreme opposite spiritual lives in his journey.
但是故事的结局并不是停在这里。
But the end of the story is just this.
我们看见他得到灵命复苏。
He regained his spiritual revival.
他不但重新建立他的信心，并且勇敢地面对他前面的挑战。
Not only had he reestablished his faith, but also he boldly faced the challenges that had him.
并且上帝有新的任务要交给他，使他的服事生涯可以进入另一个里程碑。
When God gave him the new task, so God gave him new tasks in his life, so he can enter into the next steps to milestone in his life.
他不再是单打独斗的侍奉了，因为神借着他提携后辈，带出一位比他更有能力的门徒以利沙来接续他的工作。
He's not alone anymore, and because God had through him promoted another prophet to succeed him, Elisha, to succeed his job.
并且预备了7000人未曾跟巴利屈膝、偶像屈膝的，使他知道他的侍奉并不孤单。
Even prepares 7,000 people who have never knelt down to the prophets of Baal.
所以在当时、
That's why he knows his service is not lonely.
在当时这样艰辛的时代当中，他发现原来还有这么多人，他可以成为他的同工。
So in that difficult era.He understood that a lot of people could actually become his co-workers.
那我们在想，到底是什么原因可以造成以利亚的灵命有这样戏剧性的转变呢？
So what had caused this dramatic turn in his spiritual journey?
以下有三方面，我相信也可以帮助我们重新得到灵命的复苏。
I believe there are three things.
好，第一，他拥有承认软弱的勇气。
First, he has that courage.To admit his weakness.
让我们再一次来读第三节到第四节。
Let's read the verse 3 and 4 together again.
预备，请。
He was afraid and ran for his life when he came to Bathsheba in Judah. Left his servant there, where he himself was in danger to the wilderness. He came to the bush, sat down on a rock, prayed that I've had enough, Lord. He said, "Take my
好，以利亚在面对如此重大挫折的光景当中，他在主的面前承认他的软弱，说他只是个凡人，比他的列祖好不到哪里去。
So we're facing such big frustration, and he did actually come to the Lord and admit his weakness, and he said, "I'm no better than my ancestors."
甚至他感叹自己曾经为主大发热心，的结局就要被人追杀，面对这么患难，这么大的患难。干脆算了吧，死了算了吧。
And he even sighed with emotions that even though he had so much zeal for God, but he was kind of wanted to be killed by Jezebel, and he was facing such difficulties that he even wanted to die.
假如我们以现代的语言，我们来诊断哈，就是患了严重的忧郁症了。
So use our modern language to diagnose his disease. He had great depression.
我们可以看出以利亚在他面对生命最低谷挫折到连活下去的勇气都没有了，这跟上一幕一个人单挑850位外邦先知的这个胆量没有办法联想在一起啊。
We know that Elijah is facing the lowest valleys in his life and he was so frustrated he could not even want to live and that was compared to his courage to deal with this 850 prophets of Baal just by himself, we just cannot associate these two scenes together.
我们也很难接受一位信心伟人竟然可以沦落到这样一个地步。
We cannot accept that such a great man of faith could actually fall down to such a state.
尤其在我们华人传统的观念当中，英雄是不会被击垮的，而且永远不能够认输的。
In our traditional point of view, heroes should not be destroyed and they never should admit their weakness.
Yeah, 再怎么样了，也要勇敢地撑下去，或者是伪装下去，怎么可以轻易就表现出懦弱的一面呢？
They should always hold on firmly and or just pretend they're strong. How could they demonstrate their weakness?
Yeah, 我们看电影不是都是这样演的吗？
So the movies are always like that.
哦，在甚至被逼迫的时候，要被抓去这个要这个爸爸杀死的时候，要死之前，这个颈子要硬一点啊，这是英雄啊，是不是
？Even the, before the hero dies, they should appear very strong.
然后我们要意识到一点，每一个人都是凡人。
But we have to realize this. We're all ordinary human beings.
那些英雄呢，都是在我们的这种想象当中，那个不存在的。
Those heroes are actually in our imagination. They don't really exist in the world.
想象我们自己，今天我们来到美国，可是你想当初你来美国的时候很不容易的。
Imagine ourselves when we first came to America. It wasn't really that easy.
而且能够在美国南加州在这边生根立足，可能在许多人眼中你都是一个了不起的英雄。
You might be considered as like a hero because you could actually settle down in Southern California.
但是你自己会感叹你的光景，有些时候好像沦落到只是一个起不了的狗熊。
Sometimes you could be reduced to such that you cannot even get up, just like a bear.
只有你自己心里知道。
But you only know in your heart, only you know.
而可能你没有勇气去公开承认而已，是不是
？You just don't have that courage to publicly admit.
当我们面对我们人生的挫折，或者是灵命的低谷。也许我们觉得，哎，我们还有一个另外一种取代的方法。
So we might think we can have another way to face our life challenges.
那就是我们认为说，你就找个人来倾诉就好了嘛。
Find a person to talk to, a person that we trust to talk to, maybe.
说完就没事了，把这些的压力、把这些挫折讲出来就好了。
After we vent out what we want to say, then we might feel better.
其实这样做没有什么不对的。
There's nothing wrong with that.
我也常常听到很多这个有头有脸的人，然后来告诉我他的这种内心的挫折。
I have heard a lot of great men who have come to me to tell me about their frustration.
但是呢，我说真正的问题还是不能得到解决的。
But then their problems still cannot be solved.
不过你看看以利亚。
But if you look at Elijah,
他不是去找个人倾诉啊。
He's not looking for a person.
他也不是向人发愿。
His frustration. He was not complaining to people.
其实当时他有一个仆人在他旁边，他可以跟他说。
There was a servant beside him at that time. He could have talked with his servant.
Yeah, 可是不能够解决的。
But then he knew that the problem would not be solved.
因为他知道这没有用的。
He knew that was useless.
Yeah, 就像我们现在很多年纪大了，我们有请看护来，你一直告诉看护我身体怎么样怎么样，你会好起来吗
？Just like when we become older, we might hire like a caretaker.But we keep telling the caretakers we're so weak, but then that won't like solve our problems.
问题还是没有办法解决的。
The problems are still there.
但以利亚不一样哦。
But Elijah
他坦诚地放下所谓的伟大神人的面具，来到神的面前，很诚实地来面对他属灵的光景。
He actually honestly unveiled his mask of a great man of God, but he actually came to God.To honestly admit his spiritual state.
好，请注意哈，当你要承认软弱的时候呢，你必须是来到神的面前。
Please pay attention. When you actually admit your weakness, you have to go to God.
你是向神坦诚软弱，而不是向人去吐苦水。
You're admitting your weakness toward God, not to toward a human being.
那为什么要在神面前呢
？Why should we do that in front of God?
其实不是怕这个人来背叛你。
It's not really because you are afraid other people might betray you.
你到神的面前，乃是你当你认识自己的软弱，你也必须同时认识神的丰富，否则你的认识仍旧不完全，你的问题也得不到解决。
That's because when you admit your weakness, you are also at the same time acknowledge God's abundance. You know that you are incomplete, and your problems won't be solved only when you seek help from the Lord who has created heaven.And earth, and then you can your problems can be solved.
我们的帮助唯有从造天地的耶和华而来，在神没有难成的事。
Nothing is impossible with God.
当你有这样的认知，你才能够来到神面前。
When you have that knowledge, and then you will go to God.
其实这样子一种态度跟世俗的方法截然不同的。
These are totally different from secular ways of solving problems.
假如你在外面工作，你公司老板要升你当经理。
If your company is promoting you to be a manager.
或者是你应征一个工作
or you're applying for a job.
那个面试主管问你说你可以胜任这份工作吗
Manager might ask you, are you confident that you could actually handle this job?
我想几乎没有人说、我不行我不行的
I think none of us would actually say, oh no, I can't.
你就算你不行你说、给我机会我试试看吧
Even though you really cannot, you might say, just give me an opportunity, let me give a try.
你 所以当然我们大部分人都是说我可以我可以，即使他真的不行他也说我可以我可以。
Yeah, most of us would say I can, I can, even though we cannot.
那这是一种做属事的工作，但做属神的工作就不一样了。
This is like a secular way of facing the problems in our lives, but when we do God's work, it's different.
除非我们认识神的全能，否则我们很难承认我们自己有的有限与软弱。
Unless we acknowledge God's almighty power, it's going to be really difficult for us to admit our limitations and weakness.
摩西就是知道这个道理。
Moses knows that.
你看，他当初呢，以为他是可以，他经历，他还没有经历神之前，他以为自己可以拯救他自己的同胞，靠着他自己的能力。
Before he was really experiencing God, he thought he could save his people.
那结果呢？神却让他在旷野40年折磨他。
However, God trained him in the wilderness for 40 years.
等到他80岁的时候呢，他得到更多人生经历时候，这时候神呼召他出来拯救以色列百姓。
Until he was 80 years old, that he was trained enough, and he was used by God to save his people from Egypt.
可是呢，摩西这个时候呢，他就开始推脱，觉得自己都不行了。
Moses at that time started to flinch.
以前是 somebody 哈，现在变 nobody 了。
He felt like he was somebody before, and then he felt like he's nobody now.
啊，谦卑的表明他自己的软弱。他说什么？他自己是什么
？He humbly told God.
笨啊，走口笨舌了。
He humbly told God, he said he was not good with words.
结果神使他成为当代最伟大的领袖。
But God used him to become the greatest leader in his time.
当年神拣选基甸成为士师去拯救以色列的时候，也是一样的。
When God first chose Gideon to become a judge to save the Israelites,
基甸回答主说：“哇，神啊，你真的有很有眼光，挑上了我哈。”他不是这样讲的耶。
So what was Gideon's reply? Did he say that, "Oh, I'm such a great person that that's why you chose me"?
那我们一起来读基甸他怎么回答，好不好
？Let's read Judges chapter 6.
预备，请。
How can I save Israel, my clan? Is the weakest in Manasseh?
对，这这位。好，我们反观我们自己，我们要在神面前，我们承认软弱很不容易，尤其我们中国人要放下面子，在那种打肿脸充胖子的文化传统下长大，已经学会了永不认输的坚强。
So looking at ourselves, it's really hard for us to admit our weakness, especially we Chinese.We feel like it's going to be losing face if we admit our weakness in public.
我们要知道，承认软弱不是要贬低自己，也更不是要逃避责任。承认软弱的目的，乃是为了要从神得着力量，并且接受新的挑战。
So admitting our weakness is not just to do, is to humiliating ourselves or to escaping from our duties. Admitting.
就像刚刚我们讲的摩西跟基甸一样，以利亚他虽然承认自己的软弱，但是他没有拒绝神的呼召。
Elijah, although he admitted his weakness, but he did not reject God's calling.
我们也应当如此，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
We need to do the same because God despises the proud people, but he's giving grace to the humble people.
好，第二，乃是要得着灵粮供应的决心。
The second, we need to have that determination of getting fed with the spiritual food.
来，让我们一起来读第五到第六节。
Let's read verse 5 to 6.
请。
Touched him and said, "Get up and eat." He looked around, and there by his head was some bread baked over hot coals.Water. He ate and drank, and then lay down.
好，我想请问各位，这时候以利亚他很想肚子饿，很想吃东西吗
？Let me just ask you a question. Do you think Elijah really wanted to eat and drink at that time?
你看他当年可能连命都不要了。
He was so desperate. 他会有胃口。He did not even want to live.
他再肚子饿，我想都不想吃的，是不是
？Even though he was very hungry, do you think he would have appetite to eat at that time?
那当你心情最不好的时候，你会拼命想吃吗？哈，有些人可能会啦。不过当你不想活的时候，你会想吃吗
？When you feel like dying, would you like eating?
况且他这时候可以趁机向神绝食抗议。 埋怨神怎么可以这样对待他。
Especially he could even take advantage of this and then just complain to God and fasted and just say, I'm not going to eat anything and do anything for you.
但你看哈，当天使叫他起来吃饭的时候
，But when angels called him to rise to arise and eat,
他就单单的顺服。
He just obediently obeyed.
他也没有问说，哎，这是谁预备的
？He did not even ask who prepared the food.
有没有下毒啊
？He did not even say like, is this like poisonous food?
啊，有没有些食物太单？他这个饼跟水啊，太单调了，没有。
Like this food are too
plain. 满汉大餐全席
bread and water.
至少牛肉面也好，也有这个台湾小吃什么。
Maybe beef noodle soup would taste better.
但更没有耍赖说，哎呀，我不想吃哈，就像妈妈叫孩子吃饭啦。不要不要，好像耍赖这样子。没有
，He wasn't whining and he was just laying down there and said, "I'm not gonna eat anything like a child."
因为他知道他身上有使命。
Because he knew he had mission.
那前面仍然有挑战，所以他必须要吃饱才能够继续前面的路程。
And there were still challenges ahead, and he had to eat and drink.
这时候
，he could go ahead.
他需要的是决心，不是胃口。
At that time, what he needed was determination, but not appetite.
请注意哈，我们看这一次神亲自供应食物，不是像以前一样借着乌鸦叼饼给他吃。
Please pay attention. This time, God prepared the food personally, just for him.
也不是
unlike before, the food was prepared by a widow and also by a raven.
也不是借着寡妇来喂养他，乃是借着神亲自的预备。
He was fed by God,
并且连续吃了两次。
And twice.
简单的饼跟水而已，连续吃两次。
Very simple, just bread and water.
但却足够供应他接下来要完成下一个阶段使命所需要的体力。
Was enough for him to finish his task.
那我们来想看我们自己，我们要完成神给我们的使命，我们的服事也是如此。我们需要先有在灵里的供应，才能够完成神的工作。
Likewise, when we want to accomplish the task that God give to us, then we need to also feed ourselves with spiritual food.
神亲自供应我们的食物就叫灵粮。
So what God had prepared for us is called spiritual food.
神供应玛纳成为灵粮给当时在旷野以色列的在旷野的以色列民。
God gave manna to the Israelites in the wilderness.
那今天神也以他自己的话语，就是圣经，成为我们的灵粮，供应我们每一天在这世代的儿女。
Today, God gave His Bible to us as our spiritual food. Daily.
假如我们没有得到灵粮的供应，你想我们怎么有力量去服事呢
？If we don't have this spiritual food, how could we have power to serve Him?
就像我们现在，科技非常进步，每个人都有手机。
Just for example, we all have cell phones, and these cell phones are advancing very quickly.
哇，每个人的手机现在越来越先进啊，越来越多功能。
And they have a lot of functions, very advanced technologies.
但是我告诉你，假设你的手机没电了
Let me tell you, if your cell phone is out of battery, it's going to be useless.
所以你也要充电啊，再好的手机也都要充电。
No matter how good it is.
那机器是如此，人更是如此。
Machines are like this, well, human beings are even more.
我很难想象今天很多人愿意服侍神，但是他却不愿意在神的话语上先得到供应。
I can hardly imagine like a lot of people want to serve God, but they don't have any spiritual.Provisions from God.
当查经聚会的时候，没有神的话可讲，只好东聊西扯。
Like in a Bible study, there are no the words from God, but only like gossips or like people are talking nonsense.
甚至讲人的闲话，而人的闲话不但不能吸引人归向神，还能够造成人跟人之间的伤害、跌倒，甚至离开神，这就成为教会的损失了。
These words cannot draw people near to God. Instead, it's gonna distract people from.Distract people from God.
所以你我都有责任来挽救，来补回这个破口。
So both you and I have this responsibilities to repair the break.
因此，我们都需要先领受神的话。
So we all have to first receive God's word.
神的话就是我们每日的灵粮，是我们每一天都要吃的。
God's words are our daily spiritual food.
就算你没有胃口，你要强迫自己去吃，这就是决心。
Even though you don't have any appetite, you still have to eat it. That's called determination.
所以我们都需要这样的决心来领受灵粮，而不是看我们的心情好坏，看我们的胃口好不好。
We all need this kind of determination to receive God's food daily, regardless of our appetite or whether we want to do it or not.
在今天，我们明知道每日灵粮对于基督徒来讲何等的重要。
Today we know how important it is.
但
Christians.
到底有多少人真正渴慕，并且愿意每天花时间下功夫在神的话语上面呢？
How many Christians today are eager for God's words and are willing to spend time on Bible?
今天我们住在南加州，生活在分秒必争的压力下，你说还有时间去灵修吗？
Today we're living in a very busy Southern California. Do we have time to do this spiritual devotion?
啊，除了你退休了哈，但如果你在这工作，你早上一起来。眼睛一打开，就开始有忙不完的事要去完成。
Need to work, when you open your eyes, wake up on in the morning, you will feel like, wow, there are a lot of things that are waiting for me to do.
但你知道吗？当你越忙碌的时候，你就越需要神的话语。
But do you know the busier you are, the more you need God's word?
因为神的话语才能够指引你每天的道路，来提升你生活的质量，并且改善你工作的压力。
God's words can lead you and guide you, promote your life quality, and also relieve the pressure from your work.
尤其当你期待你的灵命得到复苏，你就必须要渴慕追求灵粮的饱足。
Especially when you're expecting a spiritual revival, you do need to have a full fitting of spiritual food.
好比你身体受了亏损，你住院，哎，出院了，体力需要恢复。这个时候，我们都知道药补不如，哎，食补不如。药补不如食补哈 ，Yeah.
Just like when your body is hurt or injured, you go to the hospital, and then you need to be re-energized and rejuvenated, and then you need some food. And then we know that food is better than medicine.
你不想去吃饭，你不想喝水，你来补充养分，你光靠打营养针，那是不切实际的。
Only by those artificial medicine is not realistic.
所以同样的，我们不要因为我们每个礼拜都有来参加教会活动。就算有听了很好的讲道，也学了很好的主日学，有精彩的圣经的知识，你别以为这样就够了，那可能是属灵的营养针而已。
Don't think just coming to church, attending the Bible study, or just achieving some of the knowledge from the Bible would be enough for you to have this spiritual revival. They're just like artificial nutrition.
我们每一天也都需要得着灵粮的供应，这样才实际。
Every day we need this real spiritual food. That's the more realistic things for us to do.
这样才能够得着灵命的复苏。
Only by that we can gain this spiritual revival.
你不能只有礼拜天哦，听了神的话，哇，非常的这个激昂，结果过去来几天都很低谷，然后礼拜天又在，你这样是不正常的。
It can't be you felt so up when you came to church, and then when you go back home, you feel so down.
每一天我们都要领受神灵粮的供应。
Every day you need the fitting from God.
因此，无论你再怎么忙碌，千万不要牺牲你得灵粮供应的机会。
So no matter how busy you are, don't sacrifice your time for getting this spiritual food.
我很高兴最近我们理事会有提出我们要推动一年读经计划。
I'm very glad to hear that our council meeting has kind of suggested this.Yearly Bible reading plan.
那市面上有很多的版本啊，或是计划，都可以帮助我们达成这个目标。
There are a lot of plans in the market that seems to be able to help us to achieve these goals.
我也不晓得我们当中有多少人已经在参与这个每日读经计划。
I'm not sure how many of you have already attended this yearly Bible reading plan.
或者是多少人从年初到现在啊，每一天都坚持下来读经的，我不晓得有多少人。
I'm not sure how many of you are persisting.Reading the Bible every day from the beginning of the year to the end.
我相信我不要请大家举手了。我相信有三分钟热度的挫败经验者会更多。
I believe a lot of you guys are not really that patient with reading Bible.
我个人认为读经计划最重要的目的不是要让大家完成任务，而是帮助我们每一个人去建立灵修的习惯。
I personally think, The most important purpose of devotional plan is not to let us complete the routine task, but to help us build a daily habit for devotion.
这需要一份决心的。
This really takes determination.
你说决心容不容易？
Do you think that is easy or not?
我下定一个决心，搬来加州。你这就听起来好像很容易，但是背后是很多的牺牲啊。
Say, I have determined to move to California. You feel like, oh, it's going to be easy. No, it's not easy. That takes a lot of sacrifice.
你可能要放掉你国内的工作，你要放掉你的家人，你要放弃。
Might have to give up a job in China, give up your family in China.
这是一份决心啊，
This is a determination. It's a very uneasy.
为了养成习惯。
So in order to form that habit of devotion,
我建议从简单的做起。
I suggest you do from an easy task.
不要好高骛远，哇，觉得既然灵修这么重要，我一天至少要三个小时才够。
Don't think too high of yourself, like thinking you can do 3 hours today.
当然，你能够每天灵修三小时，当然是很棒的。不过我建议你
，Of course, if you can do 3 hours, that would be great.
我建议你从短开始。
But I wouldn't recommend that. I would suggest you do start simple.
不要好高骛远，因为其实灵修不在乎长短，乃在乎质量。
Spiritual devotion doesn't really matter how long your spiritual devotion is. What matters is the quality of the spiritual.
哪怕早晨短短五分钟、十分钟，你都能够紧紧抓住圣经中一句话，那就够了。
Maybe just 5 minutes, and you just like meditate on one verse from the Bible.
你看，你每天塞车，你每天打电话闲聊，都不止浪费三十分钟。
You know, you might have wasted a lot of time on traffic jam and also talking with your friends on the phone.
你播出十分钟有这么难吗？
Ten minutes should not be that difficult for you to separate to read God's words.
但是等你养成习惯之后，哪怕是三分钟、五分钟。你慢慢在加长灵修时间，千万不要一开始就给定自己很高的灵修计划，这样只会让自己更加挫败。
So when you have formed that habit of reading Bible every day, and then you won't feel frustrated because you can gradually prolong the time of your Bible reading.
也许你感觉说，哎，我现在没有属灵的胃口，啊，也读
不
出什么亮光。
I don't have any appetite. I don't see any light in the Bible.
但是你要学习以利亚，要下定一个决心，强迫自己谦卑顺服，这样你的灵命才可以得到复苏。
And learn from Elijah, learn from his humility, and force himself, have the determination to revive.
好，最后是接受艰巨任务的挑战。
At last, you have to face the challenges of difficult missions.
让我们一起来读第七节到第八节。
Let's read the verse 7-8.
好，请。
Touch them and said, get up and eat. The journey is too much for you. So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God.
好，当天使告诉他，当走的路甚远。
When angels told him, the journey is too much for you.
他花了40昼夜，不分日夜，长途跋涉，才完成这艰巨的任务。
So he spent actually 40 days and 40 nights before he finished his task.
那这个当走的路甚远，中文翻译的很文雅。那个甚远这个字呢，是在原文的意思是很大、很多、极大的这意思。
Chinese translation of too much is 甚远， which means great and tremendous.
这个任务呢是多么的艰巨，况且他在这四十昼夜没有吃东西啊。
The task is very, very difficult, and he did not even eat within this 40 days and 40 nights.
呀，四十昼夜不吃不喝，你说这容易吗？
Fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, do you think that's easy?
我一直希望我们教会能够推动禁食40天的活动。
I'm always hoping that our church could actually advocate this.Fasting 40 days.
为了减肥。
Or to keep fit, maybe.
Yeah, 很不容易的。你要找个时间来办这四十天接力，不是一个人四十天，是四十个人，是每人认领一天，或者是每人认一餐就行了。但是我都觉得说好像都办不下去。
It's even difficult to choose one person for one of the 40 days to fast. It's still hard to present.
这样都很难，所以你想一个人能够完成四十天完全不吃不喝，这样容易吗？
So think about Elijah. He finished this task all by himself, 40 days and 40 nights without eating and drinking.
我自己的最高记录是禁食八天连续。
My highest record is 80 days fasting.
不能够再超过了。我知道有人曾经四十天的。
I could not sustain anymore. I know some people can do more.
但有些人禁食太久之后，然后回去一吃饭，结果就噎死了。会这样子，
People could be choked to death after they have fasted for too long, so it wasn't really easy.
在整个圣经当中提到四十昼夜四十天禁食的，圣经中只有三个人。
So in the Bible, there are only three people who actually did that.
只有摩西
，Moses，
耶稣
，Jesus，
还有再来就是以利亚
，and Elijah.
但我认为以利亚最不容易。
But I felt like Elijah was the task for Elijah was the most difficult.
因为摩西和耶稣呢是在山上和这个旷野禁食，单单亲近神而没有体力消耗。
Because Moses and Jesus were in high mountains, and then they were just fully devoted to the Lord. They were just fasting, and they did not have to walk to to it did not take any energy.
But Elijah had to walk
But Elijah had to walk a lot, and he had to walk for 40 days and 40 nights without eating, without drinking, without sleeping, and he had to, so that he could reach the mountain of God Horeb.
这样艰巨的任务呢, 不是一般人可以达到的。
How can we achieve that difficult task?
但是以利亚是怎么做到的呢?
How did Elijah make that?
因为他愿意顺服, 降服在神的计划当中。
Because he was willing to be submissive to God's plan.
所以他没有埋怨说自己很命苦啊,
he did not complain that his life was so bitter.
他没有在那抗拒神的带领啊,
he was not rejecting God's leading.
为什么让我这样的光景啊?
Why, God, you let me do this?
他降服在神的计划, 而愿意放弃自己的计划。
Surrender to God's plan and give up his own.
同样的, 当你只顾着你自己的计划, 你就无法完成神在你身上更美的计划。You just focus on your own plan
and you won't be able to finish God's
plan. 那我们的艰巨任务是什么呢?
But what is the most difficult task for our church right now?
其实不一定是禁食40天啊。
It doesn't have to be fasting for 40 days.
虽然我们有可能成功, 会办好这个40天, 但是,
Maybe it can be successful.
但是不一定这是最重要的。
But then that might not be the
我相信神有一个更重要的托付要给你。
I know that God I think God has a more important interest to you.
对你而言, 你艰巨的任务, 可能是参加诗班。
For you, the most difficult task maybe attending the choir.
因为你五音不全, 然后你要参加诗班, 那就是艰巨任务了。
Because you don't know music notes.
或是,
you feel like singing is very difficult.
或是儿童事工,
or maybe children ministry.
嘿, 你什么事工都敢做, 但是就不敢去参与儿童事工, 就像Dr. Proud一样。
You're willing to do everything at church, but you don't want to take care of children.
Yeah. 可能是厨房的服侍,
maybe kitchen ministry.
煮的菜, 只有太太敢捧场。
Maybe because the food you cook, only your wife want to eat. Other people are not. Do not
want to
eat them. Maybe leading a Bible study. You feel like you are not knowledgeable enough to lead the Bible study.
当你觉得自己不够条件, 我相信你第一个, 你就通过了, 因为你承认自己的软弱不足。
So when you feel like you're insufficient for these tasks, and that means you have already fulfilled the first condition.
因为就怕你认为你样样都比别人好。
It would be bad. It's kind of you. It might be bad. It's kind of.
反而神不会用你.
If you feel like your spiritual life is better than other people, the God might not use you.
假如你期待自己能够为神成就大事, 你心里就要有一份雄心, 要勇敢地接受挑战.
If you're holding great expectations, you want to do great work for God, and then in your heart, you will have to be. Accept the to be willing to accept the challenges.
就像先知以利沙，他接续以利亚的工作。
Just like Elisha, he was succeeding Elijah.
那他心中有一份雄心，想为神成就大事。
He had great ambition to do God's work.
所以他的祷告是什么？ 他祷告是,
So what was his prayer?
在以利亚身上加倍的灵在我的身上。
Give me even more power than you give to Elijah.
Double portion.
So when he was holding that expectation and had that determination, and he was willing to face the challenges, he did get that job. He succeeded Elijah to be the prophet.
所以接受艰巨任务的挑战呢, 这也是灵命复苏应有的表现。
So accept the difficult task or challenges is one of the demonstrations of spiritual revival.
那去年神感动我来呼召我来这个教会,
Last year God called me to come to this church to be your pastor.
那我感谢你们对我的信任跟接纳。
I thank you for your acceptance and trust.
那其实对我而言是一个艰巨任务的挑战。
For me, it's a difficult challenge.
虽然我过去有将近20年在北美牧会的经验,
Although I had already had 20 years of pastoring experience in North America,
但是你知道我的个性, 我的专长, 我的兴趣, 我的爱好, 我的恩赐, 才干, 等等来说, 我认为当一位音乐牧师, 啊, 是我的最爱, 啊, 会让我比较快乐, 也是我多年以来的梦想。
But with my talent, personality, specialties, interests, and with my spiritual gifts, I think the best job for me is a music pastor.
Yeah, 但是神一直都没有这样安排。
God did not open a way for me.
我申请了好多的教会都被拒绝。
I have applied for a lot of churches, but I was rejected for that position.
但是主任牧师呢，去到处都有接受。
The senior pastors are always like open everywhere.
那我知道担任主任牧师在北美华人教很不容易的。
I know being a senior pastor is very, very hard.
因为这需要极大的智慧跟能力。
Because it takes a lot of wisdom,
远超乎我所能做的。
It really went beyond what we could do.
我常觉得我何德何能。能够承担这么大的托付。
I always feel like who I am. How can I take such difficult tasks?
那其实我答应来这边之前，好几次想要退缩，想要逃避，想要拒绝。但是后来之所以愿意接受这个挑战呢，除了是被弟兄姐妹的爱心感动，还有一方面，那是神让我知道前面当走的路甚远。
I've been wanting to say no to this position before I came over here a lot of times.But then, when I was thinking about Elijah's story, I felt like there's the journey ahead of me is very long. I need to take this challenge.
也就是说，我知道前面的挑战非常大，
I know
但是我更知道我所依靠的神更大。
But I also understand my God is even greater.
如果是出于神的主权，他保守，他带领这个教会，而我只是有幸与神一起同工而已。
It's just out of God's sovereignty. I'm just one of God's co-workers. Why should I be afraid?
所以我也期待我们在座每一位弟兄姐妹能够明白这个道理。既然神把你把我带领在这里，就让我们一起勇敢地接受这艰巨任务的挑战。
So I want to also encourage you, our brothers and sisters who are sitting here, as long as God has already put you here in this position, we need to face the challenges and willing to accept the challenge.
多年前，师母有一位同学，我们给他传福音，后来他信主了。
A few years ago, my wife has a graduate school alumni who was not a Christian but then became a Christian.
然后为后来为他施浸。
And I baptized him.
过了几年之后，又为他证婚。
And even officiated his wedding.
多年后没有再联络。
But then we kind of lost contact for a few years.
那没想到他的灵命不断的长进。
But then I did not know that he had.Experienced such spiritual revival.
前几天我非常的心情非常低谷的时候
，A few days ago I felt really low.
就在那一天收到他的这个微信发了一个信息。
But on that day I got a message from him through WeChat.
他说你要下定决心，不怕牺牲，排除万难，离开舒适区，勇敢接受挑战，否则余生只会永远平庸，剩下的只有等待死亡。
He said you have to be determined, not afraid of sacrifice, remove all obstacles, leave the comfort.Accept the challenge bravely. Otherwise, the rest of your life will only become mediocre. The result is just waiting to die.
我非常有相同的感触，并且我再次得到激励。
So I felt so encouraged at that time.
选择安逸而不愿意接受挑战的生命，不应该是神对你我的期待。
Choosing to stay just in your comfort zone should not be the expectation from God.
你们
同意吗？ Do you agree?
Yeah. 最后我们。从以赛亚的生命当中，在他极其困难的光景，我们看见他进入他生命的最低谷，但是危机却成了他的转机。
So from Elijah's story, we know that he walked into the lowest valley of his life, but the crisis became also his opportunity for victory.
因为当他灵命复苏后，神给他另外一个侍奉的契机跟挑战。
Because when he was facing this lowest valley in his life, God also gave him an opportunity.
事实上，我们看见许多艰巨的挑战都是在最困难中的环境当中来完成的。
As a matter of fact, we know a lot of opportunities lie in the crisis.
我们教会面对许多的环境低谷，我们必须承认。
We have to admit our church are facing low valleys.
然后很多时候我们在开会的时候。我们在讨论的这些内容，有时候也会让我们很灰心的。
Sometimes we feel frustrated when we're in the meetings.
因为看见我们这三十多年来这样走过来很不容易的。
It doesn't be easy for us to go through 30 years of the history.
的确，我们必须承认，环境的低谷很容易让我们灵命退后，信心软弱，甚至要放弃希望。
We know that the environment could really like discourage us from continuing to serve God.
但这也正是我们灵命复苏的转机。
But this is also an opportunity.
因为苦难可以帮助信徒成长，甚至得胜环境。
Because difficulties can help us to grow.
假如你现在正在低谷，
if you're still at the lower valley in your life,
那可能神正要使用你，给你挑战的机会到了。
Maybe God is going to use you and giving you a challenge.
前提就是你的灵命要先得到复苏。
Precondition is you have to first receive the spiritual revival.
当年以利亚他处在软弱当中，孤单当中，但是他没有跌倒失败，他没有拒绝呼召，最后他得胜了，并且领受另一段阶段的使命，培养以利沙继续他的工作。
When Elijah was at his most weak, he did not reject God's calling. Instead, he faced the challenges and accept God's difficult tasks.
最终他可以完成神对他在那当时的当时代的托付。
And eventually he won the victory.
同样今天我们要完成这时代神对我们的托付。
So in the same way, in these days, we need to also accomplish the task that God has entrusted to us.
我们不一定要当伟大的以利亚，但是我们却可以从他得到如何得到灵命复苏的例子当中、故事当中来学习。
We don't have to be great Elijah, but we can learn from him.
重新面对我们人生的挑战。
Reface the challenges in our lives.
那问题是你是否愿意承认自己的软弱，使自己可以靠主变为刚强吗
？The most important things: Are you willing to admit your weakness and be willing to regain the spiritual revival?
你是否愿意领受灵粮的供应，而可以从主那里得到生命吗
？Are you willing to receive the spiritual food, to receive the provision from God?
并且你愿意接受艰巨任务的挑战，可以为主完成使命吗
？Are you willing to accept the challenges and finish accomplish the tasks that God has entrusted to you?
让我们的生命选择不再平庸，兴起为耶稣一起来接受挑战，好吗
？Let us all choose to be not mediocre, but to be willing to do God's work.
让我们一起来经历丰盛的人生，以至于完成神在你我身上那荣耀的计划，好吗
？Let's experience the expanded life so we can finish the glorious plan that God will be given to us.
好，让我们一起兴起，我们一起起立。
Let's all stand up to sing this song. Stand up for Jesus.
Jesus, 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 Jes